Preparing for protest. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Abortion advocates are keeping up the pressure after a leaked Supreme Court draft opinion indicated that Roe v. Wade would be overturned. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is also weighing in.
At a speech in Dallas Friday night, Justice Thomas described the leak of that draft opinion as an unthinkable breach of trust. He said, "You begin to look over your shoulder. It's like kind of an infidelity." The draft said the conservative majority on the court would overturn abortion rights, prompting pro-choice advocates to take the offensive. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi led dozens of Democrats to the Capitol steps last night, saying,
"Hands off women's reproductive health care." Yeah.
Yeah. Planned Parenthood and other groups are organizing rallies in several cities today, like New York, Atlanta, Austin, Texas, and in Washington, D.C.
Fox's Jill Nato. In the coming days, a federal judge is expected to rule on Title 42. That's the public health order at the southern border that's kept nearly 2 million migrants out of the U.S. during the pandemic. The Biden administration wants it lifted, but more than 20 states don't. Fox's Bill Malusian is in Eagle Pass, Texas.
Another large group of about 52 illegal immigrants we saw crossing in the river once again in broad daylight. And again, this was mostly Cubans, Venezuelans, and Colombians. And this time, there was only one single border agent on hand to process them when they got to the U.S. side. Again, all of this happening as Title 42 is still in effect.
Frustration in Texas has prompted Governor Greg Abbott to start busing migrants to Washington. To Ukraine, where a delegation of Senate Republicans, including Mitch McConnell, has met with President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another spike in the already record-high price of gas. According to AAA, the national average price is $4.45. Diesel is at $5.56. With just a few days to go before Pennsylvania's primary, former President Trump has announced another endorsement. He's thrown his support behind Republican gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano, who he says has revealed the corruption and theft of the 2020 presidential election and will do something about it. Prior to that endorsement, Mr. Trump gave the nod to a U.S. Senate candidate in the Keystone State.
As of last week, 18% of voters in this race were still undecided, and that is just on the Republican side. Pennsylvania does have closed primaries, so independents can't participate here. They are vying for their own GOP voters right now. And, you know, this really is a test of star power. Back in April, celebrity heart surgeon Dr. Mehmet Oz got a boost in the polls when he was endorsed by former President Trump, but it wasn't significant enough of a boost to give him an edge over businessman and former Treasury official David McCormick. The two were neck and neck for weeks.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. A surge of COVID-19 infections is ripping through South Africa. Health experts say two subvariants of Omicron are to blame. Over the past few weeks, new daily cases have gone from an average of 300 to about 8,000. Hospitalizations are somewhat higher. The virus is having its way in North Korea.
North Korea reporting 21 new deaths on Friday alone as the country battles a nationwide coronavirus outbreak. The outbreak has sickened hundreds of thousands of people since late April. Pyongyang imposed nationwide lockdowns Thursday after confirming its first COVID case since the start of the pandemic. South Korea's president is offering to send vaccines to their neighbor to help battle the spread.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.